Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
It's the Quiet Storm. You're on WTEM 980. It's the youngest in charge, Lanelle Willingham. Riding with you till 6:45. Feel free to call us, 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Christmas Eve Eve here in the nation's capital. Getting you ready for Commanders and Cowboys coming up on Christmas. I know I've got somebody on my mind here in the Christmas season. What about you?
I would have crushed the Quiet Storm, Slim. I'm telling you. I talked the panties off a preacher's wife. I'm telling you. Rick Doc Walker joins us now. DOC, first, grade my introduction, Doc. I mean, you know this voice of mine, man.
That was decent, but you don't, because you have so little experience with the Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm!
Yeah, it's a tradition. Christmas music. Just ask Brother Sheehan the next time you get his professionalism on your line, and he will give you some background on your boy when it comes to Christmas songs and moods and the whole nine yards. Do your research.
Got to do your homework. I would say this. Until Ant played that song, and I don't know if I'm still, I'm just not in the holiday spirit yet all the way, man. Maybe it,
Well, it's not part of your role.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean,
there,
you know, man. Yeah, you're a bad guy. So, you know,
he said I'm a bad guy. Oh man.
Yeah, well, that's your role.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, that's your role. So you're not supposed to show emotion or feeling. You're not even supposed to know what that feels like.
Yeah.
So you try to flip the script now, but you know, and the listeners, they get it because they're mature, and these people have been in this area. You act like we don't know what we're doing, and we don't have a pass. You don't have a pass.
No. I act like sometimes your pass is irrelevant to the conversation. That's all I say sometimes.
It's only relevant to those that didn't live through it.
Clock it.
So you're talking about something somebody had to tell you. You trying to confront us with it, we lived it. You a man that talks a lot of history but has not been in war.
Give me listen to him.
No, I'm not doing anything other than exposing and with great delight, just like I do most of my characters in WWE. I love y'all. Y'all, because you know why? Because you're entertaining. And so I get a kick out of it. That's why I watch AEW. because it's entertaining.
Man, oh man.
But I wouldn't do a pay-per-view with you. Ain't no way.
You lived through this, though. You have a unique perspective when it comes to this conversation.
And you can't make me change.
I know.
You're trying to force me to change.
I'm not
trying. You want me to do it? No, I know what you're trying to do. It'll never work. Never.
No one's trying to
get you to find satisfaction in it other than the score. You just like the rest of them little young minions that you hang around. And you guys, it's not going to work. You think you're going to overpower the government. It's not going to work.
So
because it's new, it doesn't mean it's better.
Well, I think the Eagles and Commanders rivalry is better than Commanders and Eagles. I mean, Commanders and Cowboys.
That doesn't surprise me coming from you.
Well, nothing should surprise you coming from me. You know
me. No, nothing does. It doesn't.
I'll ask you this, though, because all kidding aside, you have a unique perspective when it comes to this rivalry. I started asking this on the phones, and I know you've been tuned in. I'm curious to see your thoughts on it. From your vantage point and from what you know about the rivalry, going through it, covering it, playing in it, all that, what was the peak of the rivalry? When do you think the vitriol between the two franchises, the hate, was its strongest?
Well, it's like, and you soldiered up because you've been in a homecoming game. In high school, right. You had a rival. Most of us.
Well, we was everybody's homecoming. Look, my high school was everybody's homecoming.
You may not have been on top,
yeah,
but you understood what it was about.
Right.
I don't know how you can compete in sport and not have a target.
Yeah.
And not have something. I envy, I feel sorry, rather, for the people that don't have a rival, that didn't have a chance to experience it and understand the pain that it's brought. And it's not a negative positive.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Goldsboro Jr. is one of the closest people in my life. And he is he bleeds it. He forced his children to be Cowboy fans, which I did not approve of at all. You know, I think when you pirate, if you've been stuck on stupid, that's okay. But to take the next generation down with you, to me, is insane.
How selfish is that?
It's insane. So, you know, but he did it, and there he is. So nothing I can do about it. You will never be able to get people as involved in the Eagles and the Giants than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You can do it, and I get you, and you're going to try to do it. I get it. I understand. It'll never work. Mm. Until 30, 40 years from now, if this newness of not being competitive plays out, and it may play out. 20 years from now, nobody may care about the final score. All it'll be is what your fantasy guys did, or did you parlay, or did you do the under, over, or whatever. That may be it. Thank God I won't be able to see it.
Well, don't count yourself out now, man. Look, I'm about to say, you're doing all right for yourself now. Look.
No, here's what I'm saying to you. It's the idea is that we don't need anything on the line.
For it to matter, yeah.
To play Dallas.
Right.
You do. I don't. Mm. And so it's for nothing but that's why the worst game of the year last year for me was the home game loss.
Oh, my Lord, yeah. To Dallas.
That was just, it murdered me. Because the dumbasses allowed them to come in white jerseys. We never do that. You never, ever do that.
Well, let Dallas wear white. They wear the blue.
Never.
They didn't normally wear the dark blue, right?
You make them. No, they don't want to.
Yeah.
You make them do it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, and as many people as we had on our staff that were in Dallas, how in the hell that got by them? The moment I walked into the stadium, I go, what the hell's going on?
Am I the wrong venue?
And that was the first kink in the armor for me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Y'all from what? And then I said, okay, but I look beyond it. And then we lose.
And the way that we lost was gut-wrenching.
It was pathetic.
Yeah.
And so you can say all you want. It's not going to work. I heard my boys, Kenai community, you'd be lucky if you'd be able to get out that building tonight without security. Keep talking this Eagle crap. You don't even mention the Giant. Poor Russell.
Nobody
had man, I swear to God. I feel so bad for my boys. They're not even in the conversation.
No, not at all. For anybody.
They're not even in the conversation.
We forget that in the
division
sometimes.
And they have provided some of the biggest games over the years have actually been against the Giants.
Which is interesting.
It's amazing. And you talk about a grip on the road, the advantage they have at home.
Yeah.
When they cheat and open up that door at the top of the stadium, which controls the win on field goals.
Mm.
Man, there's so much going. But the body bag, I understand what you're saying. That's why I love the division. Because every team in this, and it used to be St. Louis back in the Stone Ages, we all have something that you remember, that you hate about them, and you've lost on their place.
So
it's not like a slaughter. You have lost games in that, and that to me is the true essence of a rivalry.
Yeah.
Is that, it's the Hatfields and McCoys. I don't know what it would be like if it didn't. I hope I don't see any of it when we don't care. And you guys, you and your youngest in charge movement, bull malarkey, is part of the reason you sold out.
So let me ask you this. From your playing days, your favorite Cowboys and Redskins then memory?
NFC Championship game. Do your history. And not even mine. How about the 72 one? Walt Garrison stopped on the goal line. And, you know, Brig Owens and company. These guys, man, McDowell and them. It's the great games that you watched. Riggo with the big run in Texas Stadium. We've lost, too. What's the most, in your age group, your most exciting moment is Tana.
Probably, yeah, for sure. Not even close.
Probably. Who are you talking to?
So it's different, though, because the Tana thing was a one-off. What Robert and them did in 2012 was huge because I hadn't seen a division title in my lifetime.
It was there, brother. And let me tell you something. To walk in, and I was, you know, he got them seats down on the field, and I was a complete fool. Because I was walking over to Inham with the Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraging them to beat the traffic. Leave now. It was like in the fourth quarter, maybe about 9 minutes ago in the game. And oh my God, I was a fool. And I'm walking, but they were all good. The thing about it, because of Chief Z and what was going on with the mascots, believe it or not, it's vicious on the field, but it's not ignorant off the field.
With the fans.
Philly's ignorant.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
See, there's a big difference. As classless as Dallas can be, they never really crossed that line.
Well, they're no Philly, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, and so if Philly's this, that's just the one you just want to whoop their ass just for GP. But I respect their game. But, you know, that's the beauty of being in that division, man, because everybody have your story. And it sounds like we're killing the Giants. Really not, because it has been ferocious. It is the best division to be in from a competitive standpoint, because even if you're not in it, there's significance.
For sure.
And you, some people can't buy that.
You being a Cali dude born and raised, you have a unique perspective on this. What, in your mind, when Redskins and Cowboys was at its peak, where do you think it ranked amongst the rivalries in pro sports, talking Lakers, Celtics, Yankees, Red Sox, so on and so forth?
Yeah, Trojans. I mean, you know, Irish, Trojans, mm-hmm. Bruins. It's up there. It's there. And because there have been runs, the Cowboys have been around. You see, your generation didn't really see the Cowboys at their best. They were a monster. If you think about it, the best thing I can tell you about Dallas, they remind me more of what San Francisco's been running through, to where the San Francisco's always in contention for the Super Bowl. They may not make it.
But they're always in that pit, yeah.
They never suck.
Yeah. Which we can say the
same. Dallas was like that. Dallas was, with Landry and them boys, always on the, I realize how they got to generate their fan base, because they were winning all the time. And that's important. That's why the TV networks gravitated to them. You want to know where you stand, man. It's Nielsen. It's ratings.
Right, yeah. Are you bringing in the money or not?
Revenue, yeah. Jerry and them, they never lose, because they never lose at the bank. They never lose when it comes to value and ratings and all the things that people make money off of. And so, and that they deserve a lot for that. This is the worst move. They have won in damn near 30 years. So you didn't see it. I actually have a great deal of respect for them from what they were. This last group is all marketing. It fits your scheme really well, because it's all make-believe. No, really. It really. What? And now I'll be disappointed. The highlight of my year is when they fall apart in the biggest stage.
Well, we got to see it last week. We had Christmas early. What they did against the Chargers on Sunday and getting eliminated. And look, I picked them in our picks scheme that we got going on here. Notice I called it a pick scheme. Emphasis on the word
scheme.
Why you
call it a scheme?
Well, because the man that pushes the buttons behind the glass and keeps us on schedule, he's a cheater. So,
would that have anything to do with the fact that you're in last place?
I would actually call it the driving reason why I'm in last place. The catalyst.
Oh, you think Anthony is cheating?
Are you kidding? I can't do it because you're not on the phone. But I promise to God, strike me down now if I'm lying. I was about to say goodbye. And I was going to click the phone on you. When you ask me, do I think Ant is cheating? What the hell do you think? You know he's cheating. I think
he's a man of great integrity.
And you know Thank what? You, I actually think Thank you're, you. I'm, you know, as much as you come to his defense, you're supposed to be Georgetown through and through, Slim. He's an Orangeman. And you talk about him like, you know what I'm saying? Man.
See, the difference between me and you is that having been in legitimate rivalries, I don't have to hate my rival.
Hold on. Are you trying to say that I haven't? There's a team.
You don't sound like it.
There's that team.
You really don't sound like it.
There's that team up the road that we used to call them. We wouldn't even refer to them. We wouldn't even call them by name. That team up the road in Montgomery County. That other team that plays in Olney, Maryland. I had a rival now.
Okay. You don't act like it sometimes.
Well, hey, Doc, guess what? Say goodbye. It doesn't work when you can't hang up. So it doesn't really. You hear him behind the joint laughing? He's a fool,
Big Tony.
Man.
You notice how Big Tony, he's so happy. He was a nervous wreck.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
well, I ain't gonna lie. Now, he's gonna want to stick around. He's gonna want to stick around
because you know
the Super Six Pack's coming up at a certain point here.
I can't wait.
It may be the Super Nine Pack.
It's not six. Why do you keep saying six?
Because that's what sounds better. Nobody buys a nine
pack
of anything.
No, it doesn't. It cheapens the brand.
Watch this, Doc. I should call it the Divine Nine. Does that move the needle for you?
Much better.
When I speak in your language, does that make you want to bark?
No, it just makes me realize that you can be salvaged.
Well,
there's hope.
Yeah, you know who there's not hope for?
You're a long shot.
Wow, I'm an underdog.
No, you're not an underdog.
No, I am an underdog. I wear that mantra with pride.
No, you know, why can you be an underdog?
I am an underdog. I am the most hated. I was the most doubted. I'm an underdog.
You're not hated. Who hates you? You're a teddy bear.
Oh, man.
You're a comic.
Oh, my
what are you God. Talking about?
Now I'm a comedian.
You are. You're fantastic at it. Matter of fact, I got a couple setups for you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
If you come do a couple of gigs, I can get you on in a couple of clubs.
Well, there we go. Well, look, the clubs that you got me at, hopefully I'm leaving with somebody that can pay my bills. The type of clubs you had me at, I can leave with a sugar mama.
You know, Anthony, he has such high self-esteem that it's really good. That's really good. We're proud of you, man.
Well, I appreciate you being proud.
You know what, though? I hate to break this to you,
but
you're costing me money right now. Say goodbye.
That's the TLC. Rick Doc Walker. Good God almighty, man. Nothing like him. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll run through the rest of these calls on the other side of the break. Then Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, going to join us. We'll actually look at the X's and O's. Okay, I was told by the Orangemen, don't go to break. Let's continue to run through the calls. From one OG to another. OG Cardo, what's going on, brother?
Linnell, the youngest in charge. You got my man, the super producer, Anthony Haney. And you just get off the phone with the doctor. I really enjoyed that. But look, I don't care what nobody say.
Uh-huh.
Dallas is still my biggest robbery. If for nothing else than them Bama Dallas fans, okay, here in the D.C. area. That's one of I'm serious about this. That is one of my biggest pet peeves in life, is to have a D.C. area guy be a Dallas fan. They ain't been no farther than Texas Avenue. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they ain't never been to Dallas. There's nowhere near, you know, and delusional. And like a couple callers back, right, the ratings, we don't play Philly on Thanksgiving. They hook us up with Dallas on Thanksgiving because the ratings are still great. I don't care about Dallas and had a better record and blah, blah, blah. Just because of the fans. Is you know, that's enough for me to say that Dallas is still our robbery. I don't care what nobody's saying. And the other people that say that Dallas is still our robbery, they're right. That's crazy, man. Now, steak and cheese, man, okay. and I think Eddie Lennox, I think, changed the name to just Eddie's, if I'm not mistaken. So it was the old Eddie Lennox.
Oh, so that was the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, the one that I'm by, OG Cardo, is actually still called Eddie Lennox.
Oh, yeah?
So,
okay.
I'm going to check him out tonight.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, we used to go to the joint on Bladensburg Road after the go-go. They stayed open to maybe like 3 in the morning. You get your grub on after the go-go, man.
I'm about to say, hey, man.
On Bladensburg Road.
Hey, could you imagine OG Cotto in the CFE? OG Cotto doing
to Montgomery County.
Yes, sir.
Manny and Ogus. Manny and Ogus is like that.
That's great, right on Georgia Avenue. That's right on Georgia. Yeah, it's still there.
Well, the original one was right on Fenton Street, couple blocks over from Georgia by the bus station. And then, you know, they got them all over the place now. But Manny and Ogus, man.
I know about it.
They hit. Okay, but Dallas is still our rivals,
for sure,
man. Happy holidays.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
Christmas,
you, man.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back, Mitch Tischler, Beltway Football Podcast, joins us next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
About an hour and change left to go on the program. Abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Wizards basketball coming your way next here on the Team 980. They're in Buzz City, taking on LaMelo Ball and the Hornets. Holy cow, there is a massive brawl going on the sideline of Louisville and Toledo. This is the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl, whatever the hell that is. But this is probably, this might be the biggest fight I've ever watched. Benches are stumbling over. I mean, this was ludicrous what we're watching right now here in the studio. By the way, with the college football playoff being the way that it is, feels like bowl season has lost its mystique. Right now, going out to the guest hotline, it is a Tuesday, even though it is Christmas Eve Eve. That means we're joined by our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast. Money making Mitch, happy holidays to you, brother.
My good man, how are you? Same to you and your family and everyone around.
Yes, indeed, my brother. I appreciate you as always because you are a great worker. You're going to be at the game on Thursday, I assume, correct?
I will be, yeah.
Do you say that? Your tone of voice said it all. Are you dreading it?
I don't know, dreading it is the right word, but it's not going to be the most exciting football game that I've ever attended. And the fact that it's on a national holiday makes it a little tough. But you know what? I think it'll be cool for some fans who hopefully will get an opportunity to, you know, go to a game they might not necessarily go to and have a little bit of fun.
So, Mitch, you're actually the perfect person to have on to talk about this because you're DMV through and through. Like, you bleed it. When do you think – because we were talking about the rivalry that was Cowboys and Commanders, and I don't think it exists anymore. I think Philly, at this current state, is a bigger rival. When do you think the rivalry was at its peak?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, probably its peak was before or the early 90s when, you know, when we were both, I guess you were probably just being born.
Yeah, or maybe being thought about.
Yeah, you're just a twinkle in daddy's eye.
Yeah,
I was a little bit young at that age. But I'd say early 90s probably is when it was at its peak, you know, through the 90s. Yeah. I think of, you know, up until Santana Moss, Cowboy Killer up there on that Monday night game. But honestly, I started covering the team in 2008, and it certainly was still a rivalry then.
Yes.
But I think it was on the backside of, like, how big it used to be. And certainly between then and now, you know, it's been on the downhill. But part of that is the Cowboys haven't been in an NFC Championship game in 30 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're able to say it a lot about the Commanders when they were bad or the Redskins when they were bad, but it's hard to have a real rivalry when the teams aren't good.
Yeah, that is definitely the tough part about it. When it was at its peak, Mitch, where do you think it ranked amongst, like, the best rivalries in pro sports, talking about, like, or sports, rather, talking about, like, UNC Duke and Lakers Celtics, so on and so forth?
Well, I think college sports have kind of
taken
themselves over the past couple of years with NIL and all that stuff and transfer portal and all that crap. But when college sports was at its peak, I think those college rivalries always one-up kind of the NFL rivalries because they were so regional. They were, you know, in the same state or same area, two cities, 50 miles apart, 30 miles apart, you know, just kind of hating each other. So I do think, like, the Michigan-Ohio State football, Duke, UNC basketball, I think those were always bigger than the professional sports rivalries. But in the NFL, it's hard to think that at the peak of Cowboys-Redskins that there was anything that was bigger.
Real quick, can we ask you to turn into Dr. Tischler? Second consecutive DMP for Laremy Tunsil and Deron Payne. Has Deron Payne played his final home game as a member of the Commanders, Mitch?
Oh, that's a good question. I thought you guys were just going to ask about the rest of the season. I do think that as they shut down Jaden, I think some of these guys who have, you know, little nicks and little small injuries or whatever will find their way to the, you know, inactive / injury list or whatever. It's going to be interesting with Deron Payne because, honestly, I think the whole D-line, you know, you look at, certainly we've talked about, you know, in past times how they need to bring in an edge rusher. But similar to, you know, the Deron Payne, John Allen days, I don't know that in the NFL you can have one position, especially not a major impact position, if you will, or like D-tackle, have a ton of money wrapped up in it. And so I think it's going to be tough to try and figure out a way to make, you know, both Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne happen. But all that being said, I think they drafted Johnny Newton hoping that, you know, he was going to be the succession plan for Deron Payne. And, you know, I don't think that you can go into next year with the assumption that he's going to be your starting D tackle. So they might be on the look for, you know, for to keep Deron, have him come back. If you're asking me, I'd say 33% he'll be here next year, 66% gone.
I like that. I like that answer a lot. Whatever high school you graduated from, Mitch, they should be proud of you. I know you're a MoCo guy, correct, Mitch?
Yeah, Churchill Bulldog, baby.
Wow, Churchill.
Proud and proud.
There we go. There we go. Wanted to ask you about Brandon Coleman as well. Another opportunity potentially for him this weekend. One, how do you think he played last week? And then two, what did you make of Cliff's comments last week saying he thinks he could be a high-end starter in this league at both tackle and guard?
I'll start with Cliff's comments. I think Cliff was being kind. I personally think that Brandon Coleman can be a high-end tackle. I would like the idea of him before they made the trade for Laremy Tunsil, that I thought they should be comfortable with him starting at left tackle. Obviously, an upgrade like Laremy is great.
Right.
What I would say actually for this weekend really is I would love it if he was playing guard and they kicked Wiley to tackle. If both those guys end up missing games, if Tunsil ends up not playing, which I don't think, because ultimately I think Coleman is a guard, at least in this offense as it's constructed. And with Chris Paul being a free agent, I'd want to see a little bit more of Brandon Coleman at guard to see if I'm comfortable next year with him going in that role. But I'm not a coach. It's not my job to do that. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I like Brandon Coleman a lot. I thought he played really well last year at times, and I thought he had an upward trajectory. I mean, if you were able to, you know, draft Josh Connerly this year and have kind of two bookend tackles who are, you know, both on their rookie deals, and you look on the defensive side, you kind of have two corners both on their rookie deals. That allows you to spend some money around this team and build in some other spots. But I do think that he has a future as a starting offensive lineman in this league. I think the biggest thing that he needs to do is, you know, I don't know if it's strength, if it's agility, whatever the, you know, kind of issue is, but he's got to find a way to stay healthy and stay on the football field. Because ultimately, Chris Paul would have never gotten an opportunity to play this year if Brandon Coleman was able to stay healthy. So that's kind of my, 10,000 foot view of Brandon Coleman and kind of how he fits in this team.
I think I agree with you for the most part, man. I am eager to see him at guard. I think I remember when they kind of hinted at it earlier in the offseason. I think we all felt like, or at least I did, not only did I think he could be a serviceable guard, I thought he had, like, you know, Pro Bowl potential at the position, because you think about what he was at tackle. He was a little bit, like, undersized in terms of, like, the length. But at guard, you put him in a phone booth. I didn't know the strength for him was going to be an issue ultimately. Let me ask you this, Mitch, because I know you'll be straight up. You won't judge me for this. I mean, what put your GM hat on for a second. So you were Dr. Tischler just now. Now you're GM Tischler. What would you have to let's pretend I'm a GM and ring 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 ring. Mitch answers the phone. What can I offer you for Laremy Tunsil for you to pull the trigger on a deal this offseason? Or do you think it's in the cards?
I think it's too late. If they were open to trading him or interested in trading him, I think the deadline was the time that they had to get it done. Mm-hmm. There were a number of teams in the playoff hunt slash in the playoffs who had tackle injuries that could have used them immediately. But when we get to this offseason, somebody's going to have to pay him a boatload of money. Right. It might be the Commanders, might be someone else. And if you're trading for a player and you have to pay him a boatload of money, that trade comp is going to go way down. I thought at the deadline they could have gotten, you know, maybe a second and a fourth, or maybe even a little bit better than that. But somewhere in that range. I think if you look at dealing in this offseason, I think there's a couple of issues that come up. Certainly the having to pay him. Yeah. But then secondly, this is going to be his fourth team in, what is it, not 8 years or
he's
something?
He's a year older. You know,
so, right. A year older for a tackle isn't necessarily as big of a deal. But ultimately, I think if they were going to trade him, they needed to do it at the deadline. And I don't think that's really in the cards unless something goes real south in contract negotiations. But, you know, I don't want to start going down that road with this team.
I'm about to say, it's Christmas time. It's holiday season. Look.
Yeah, let's try and find something a little more, you know, positive.
And we were talking about this earlier on the show, and I low-key may have just lost my train of thought mid-interview. Oh, to me, like, the next most important event for the Commanders that I'm, like, literally biting my nails for, and I'm going to get a nice meal to watch it, and I'm going to maybe crack an adult beverage, that end-of-season presser when Adam, Lance Newmark, and Dan Quinn – have to answer for what happened this season. What do you think is going to be probably the most difficult thing, I guess, they have to answer?
How they're going to fix it. I mean, they have a boatload of money, but they also have a boatload of holes that they need to fill. It's tough, man. I know that fans are fired up and everyone's angry about how this season went, but if you look at how things went last year and the way that they built that roster last season, getting to an NFC championship game for the first time in whatever, three decades, whatever the time frame is. I think, you know, those guys should have had the confidence to run it back, quote unquote, again. And it's easy now to look back and see, you know, 2020 and talk about all the things that went wrong. But I didn't like the age of this club and all the issues with bringing in guys like that. But at the same time, you know, they were so successful last year that right. if you second guess, it's hard to second guess them. Now you have to, you know, you have to evolve. You have to show your ability to change. And I think it's going to be incumbent on this group to, A, lay out the plan that they have so that, you know, folks can buy back into this team.
Right.
And then also be aggressive. I thought they were a little passive in free agency last year and, you know, saved some cash where, you know, maybe they could have spent a little bit more. Ultimately, you know, you look at the teams that are really good and they have star players. They have guys who are, you know, in the elite of the league outside of the quarterback position. And as much as I love Terry McLaurin and think that he is a super underrated wide receiver, they don't really have any stars on this team. And when I say stars, I mean yeah. game-changing players, guys who can step in and you get the ball in their hands or, you know, whether it's offensive or defensively, and are able to change the tenor of a football game. And so to me, you know, there are obvious holes, both offensively and defensively, where this team needs to add. And I'd like to see them be aggressive and not necessarily, you know, they don't have to spend the most money in free agency, mm-hmm. but I would like to see them try and find some top end players at key positions. And to me, that's what I want to hear from this group, that they understand that the roster construction didn't work and that they are going to change the way that they go about building the roster and have the roster mechanics match more what they said prior to each preseason, which is, hey, we want to get this roster built for the long term. We want to get this roster ready to go so this team can be a winning franchise for a long time. And that's something that I think the success last year probably undermined that big picture plan. I want to see them get up back on the tracks and get this thing rolling again.
I think we all do, my friend. So it's going to be interesting to see how they, as you put it, try to answer for what happened and then the plan that they ultimately lay out. Moving back to the offensive side of the football real quick, two-parter for you. One, do you think the starting RB1 is on this year's roster or on the roster currently? And then two, if you're GM Tischler again right now and you're on the board and you're staring at Jeremiah Love or Caleb Downs, which one are you pulling the trigger on there?
Caleb Downs, 100 times out of 100, or 98 times out of 100. Certainly getting an explosive running back helps you a lot, but you need a defensive playmaker. You know, we saw last year how they were able to manipulate an offense when Jaden Daniels was healthy, and quite frankly, he's your star on offense. They need a Jaden Daniels-type player on the defensive side of the ball. I think you can find a good running back, you know, if you need to in free agency, or later in a draft, as maybe they did with Bill Merritt. But I think that you think about the way that Bill runs the football, mm-hmm. and if he's in a dynamic quarterback-running back duo like he is with JD5 when he's healthy and playing the right way, you can go back and think about Alfred Morris and RG3 and the magic that they were able to create. Couple that with an offensive line that I think is really solid, and if not solid, working their way toward being good/great.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I think that hasn't been talked about this season, which is kind of frustrating on the offensive side, the offensive line has been healthy. This is the first week that they're really starting to see attrition due to injury there. And I think that's part of the reason they've been getting better as the season's gone on and running the football. You add in Jaden Daniels, and I think you're going to be just fine on the offensive side, assuming that you're able to add at the wide receiver position as well. But defensively, there are so many holes and such a dearth of real top-end talent that I think you got to go out there and try and make that happen.
Mitch, appreciate you as always, my friend. Happy holidays, brother. We'll talk soon, man.
The same to you, my friend. Be good.
That is Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast with our pal J.P. Finley. Check that out on the Monumental Sports Network, monumentalsportsnetwork.com. They're also on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, a Philly radio host took the mic earlier today and went scorched earth on the Washington Commanders for complaining about the Eagles going for two this past weekend. We'll let you hear from the Philly radio host next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
We'll take a spin around the National Football League coming up in about 10 minutes with about Emory Hunt, CBS Sports HQ. He'll join us, talk a little bit about college football playoff, talk some NFL. Super duper excited to catch up with my guy. Right now, though, as we were talking rivalries here in the NFC East, is Washington and Dallas getting ready to lock horns coming up on Christmas Day. It'll be on Netflix. I was actually just watching the Netflix social team did this game with the Commanders where they had random items in a box, and they had Deebo Samuel, Mike Samuel, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, Austin Eckler. Like, the what was inside the box was facing the camera, and the players are behind it, and they're putting their hands in only, and they can only touch it to try and guess what it is. Where was I going with that, man? I actually, like, am I like
a Farnox?
No, I wasn't going to. This is embarrassing. I brought up the game that they were playing because the Commanders and the Cowboys are playing on Christmas. I was keeping you on your toes, Lem. That's what I was doing. But no, that game coming up on Christmas Day, I don't think many people care about it. I don't think many people care about the rivalry, period. Doc Walker was passionate about it. I know a lot of you on the phones were passionate about it. Netflix cares about it. They thought they can get for the Commanders to make their debut on Netflix against the Cowboys. Like, it definitely feels like they were reaching, trying to get the rivalry game. I understand it. But to me, the real rival that Washington has, I'll continue to say it till I'm blue in the face, is the Philadelphia Eagles. I can think of more Eagles Commanders memories here in my lifetime than I can Cowboys and Commander memories. We went through some of them earlier. 2020 with Alex Smith getting that start and leading them to a victory to clinch the NFC East. I remember Kirk Cousins on a Saturday going down. That was when he took a knee when he was supposed to spike it. That was probably the craziest thing I've ever seen on a football field. And hearing Jay Gruden's reaction of it was priceless because Jay is just authentic as they come. He was like, yeah, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. Remember that. I remember the NFC Championship game, obviously, last year. There's a lot of moments since the turn of the century between Washington and Philadelphia, I think more so than Washington and Dallas. The latest moment actually happened this past Saturday. Philadelphia choosing to go for two for whatever reason, and afterwards is when the brawl broke out, and Javon Kinlaw got ejected. Tyler Steen ultimately got ejected. Mikey Samer still was throwing punches. Everybody was turned up. First and foremost, I love the fact that Washington's players reacted the way that they did. It was Mikey versus Tyler Steen. And those of you that don't know who Tyler Steen is, that is the starting guard for the Eagles. And we know Mikey is our starting outside corner. 5'10", short king. For his teammates to peep it and immediately go to war, yes, that's the brotherhood. Hate that we're getting our ass whipped, but at least the mentality's there. I think what I was saying on on the post-game show, I was heated, obviously, just because we lost. I don't like losing. I called it trauma bonding. They all can relate to each other so well and get along so well because they're all getting their ass whipped together. Obviously being facetious when I say that. But, like, Dan Quinn was asked about it in the post-game, and he said, it's not something we would do, but if that's how they want to get down, okay, fine. We play them again in 2 weeks. Don't them sound like fighting words? In the sport of football, we see y'all in 2 weeks. We don't like what y'all did, and we wouldn't do it, but we're not tripping. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Those sound like fighting words. So I pray. Well, Philly's already got it locked up. They're not. Let me look. I don't believe. They actually may be. I think Philadelphia, based on the playoff picture and the standings, they're low-key still in contention for the number one seed. They're the 3 seed right now in the NFC. Seattle's got 3 losses. Seattle will have to lose both of those games. Philly will have to win out. And then Chicago will have to lose both of their final 2 games because they have the head-to-head over Philly. But it feels like, man, the Eagles ain't going to have nothing to play for in that final week. So I don't know. I don't know how we should feel about this. I actually took umbrage. I had a problem with Dan Quinn's comment. Because why are you making it relevant? You made that into a thing for no reason. All you had to do is, and the reporter asked the question, all you had to do is be like, it's no big deal. We should have won the game. Should have got the stop. That's all you had to say. And you forgot for real. And point blank. But here is Seth Joyner, WIP in Philadelphia. He had this to say about the crying that Washington's been doing.
Seth, is Sirianni out of line? Are those announcers out of line? Who's out of line here?
Let me say this. I thought it was the wrong call, but he's the head coach. He can do what he wants to do. But isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? The biggest whiners, the biggest criers are the losers.
Yeah.
Like, shut the hell up and take the L.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because y'all was like dancing around last year like y'all was really going to do something because you knocked our quarterback out, you know, with a cheap shot. That wasn't Bush League. Like, you're going to tell me Frankie Louvell couldn't see him going down and he didn't just, like, you know, go head-to-head and the referee didn't call it? And they danced all around like they had won the freaking Super Bowl because we had to finish up with Kenny Pickett and they won the game, okay? Then you bring your ass here in the NFC Championship game, and you get run out of here. You run out of here like little church mice. You don't say nothing. Now, all of a sudden, you're chiming in again. Shut the hell up.
He told us to shut the hell up. If that don't sound like fighting words, if that isn't the gasoline on a fire that you need for a rivalry, then I don't know what is. I pray to God that Eagles and Commanders becomes the biggest rivalry in pro sports. I'm with it. I hate the Eagles. And I now strongly dislike Seth Joyner as a football fan. As a man, he's probably awesome. But as a football analyst, can't stand his ass going to tell us to shut the hell up. You shut up. Seth? What type of old? He too damn old to be named Seth. I think Slim is in like his mid-40s. That is one of them names. That's like That's like, Aunt, you having a younger cousin that's a female and her name is Mildred. Mildred's an older folks' name. Seth is a young people's name. Shout out to Seth Joyner, I guess. Final hour of power comes right at you. We're abbreviated here this evening. We'll take you up to 6:45. Wizards basketball comes your way at that point. When we come back, Emory Hunt, CBS Sports HQ, NFL and college football analyst. He joins us next to talk about the college football playoff and to take a spin around the National Football League. That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And... bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.